Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, War in the Pecos Valley. In the early days of New Mexico's cattle barons, one man sought to own all the land in the great valley to the west of the Pecos River. Manning Sharon was his name, and besides his thirst for power and wealth, he knew fear of his life, for he had enemies of his own making. As our story opens in the year 1872, Manning Sharon is standing on the broad porch of his great ranch house, looking through field glasses at a lone and distant rider. Several of Sharon's gunmen stand waiting on the ground below the porch.
It's old Bill Crawford, the trapper.
He's harmless, boss.
I'm not so sure, Dutch. He's the father of that red-headed, gun-slinging Agatha Mason.
Yeah, I forgot. Me and Slim shot her husband for you.
Exactly.
So...
she may have sent for her father to help her get me.
What you want us to do, Mr. Sharon?
Go see what the story is. And if he gives you any provocation, don't wait.
Well, I reckon we get the idea, boss. Come on, Dutch. Get up.
Two good boys. Dutch Keene, Slim Martin, worth every cent I pay him. Reckon I won't have to worry anymore about old Crawford.
Horace, get up. Get up. I want to get to Agatha's place today. Get up. Blasted laziest critter of a horse I ever seen.
That's near enough, hombre. Rein in that horse.
What's that? Both of you got masks on, huh?
I said rein in that horse.
Whoa. Blast you, Horace.
Where you going?
Where am I... come to think of it, partner, that's my business.
Answer that question, you old buzzard, unless you want a skin full of lead.
Buzzards, is it? Well, now, I don't know who you two are or what you want with me, but buzzard's one of the names I don't aim to be called.
Let him have it. We'll leave him right here, Slim, as a warning that the boss don't like people crossing his land.
Very many cattle, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. I am told Senor Manning Sharon owns this cattle spread.
You know Senor Sharon?
No, amigo, but I have heard that he is trying to frighten the small ranchers out of this valley with hired gunmen. May be true, it may not.
Anyway, we just here to look the country over, Cisco, no?
Si. Yeah, what is the matter, Diablo?
What is the matter with you, Lugo?
Santos, look ahead in the road. By those two big rocks.
Senor, on the ground.
Yeah, hold up, hold up.
Pancho think he a very dead one, too.
We'll find out.
He a viejo.
About 70 years old, I would guess. Now, let me see. He's still alive, Pancho.
You coyotes! I'll get you both.
Easy, senor, easy. We are friends. Can you tell us who you are and where you were going?
Oh, Bill Crawford.
Oh, the mountain man.
Yeah, we hear of you, senor.
Going to daughter's, Agatha Mason, about a mile ahead near Roswell.
He make the feint again, Cisco.
We'd better get him to his daughter's place as soon as we can, amigo.
Look, Cisco, two hombres ride this way, and a tough hombre.
All right. Who are you two, and what are you doing on this road?
Who wanna know?
Well, we aim to know, fat one.
Fat one?
None of your lip.
I might ask who you two are.
They not even look at the viejo, Cisco.
Hey, you're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Si. Now, get out of the way. We are attending to the senor. He's been seriously wounded.
What are you doing in this country, Cisco?
I said get out of our way, hombre.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show you how I get out of your way.
You want trouble, you may have it. But it will be short and to the point. For I have no time to fool around with you. How are you, hombre? If you also want trouble.
Well, I ain't saying a word, Cisco.
Then take care of your partner. Pancho.
Nah.
Give me a hand. We'll lift the viejo up onto the arbor with me.
Yes, Cisco. You fix that, hombre.
Si. Now, lift. Come on.
See, you lift it.
There we are. Lead the viejo's horse, amigo.
Si, Cisco. Maybe we see you again, hombre.
Maybe you will.
Up there, yeah.
Go, Lugo, go now. Cisco, do you think those hombres know anything about who shoot the viejo?
They may, Pancho. We'll find out about them. And since they rode out from the rancho of Manning Sharon, we will find out about him, too.
Now, there's the boss waiting for us, Slim, right out front.
Yeah, seems as if he's getting more scary every day about some hombre getting him.
I can't say I blame him. He's got plenty of enemies.
Who were they?
Cisco Kid and his partner, boss.
The Cisco Kid?
Didn't find him powerful anxious to answer our questions either, Mr. Sharon.
I don't like the idea of his being around here.
Yeah, Cisco found old Bill Crawford.
Yeah, I was watching through the field glasses. I thought I saw Cisco bend over the body.
Only it wasn't exactly a body, Mr. Sharon. The old geezer was alive.
Was he conscious? Did he recognize you too?
Oh, he was still out cold. You don't have to worry. He won't pull through.
Then Cisco doesn't know you got Crawford.
I reckon not.
Now, what are you figuring on, boss?
Look, you two ride and tell Cisco I have a proposition that may interest him.
But supposing Cisco's at Agatha Mason's place?
What of it?
Well, that's probably where he'll be. He'll take the old geezer there.
Cisco has nothing on either of you. Now get going now and give the Cisco Kid my message.
Senor Crawford, you should do as your daughter says.
Did you do this?
By Judas, I tell you, I ain't going to stay in this chair bed another minute.
Now, Dad, you listen
to me.
Well,
I ain't.
The doctor said you had to stay here for a week in bed.
He's crazier than a loco loon. What's a couple of bullets in a feller's hide? Nothing. Let me out of here.
Now, stop it, Dad. You hear me?
Viejo tough, Cisco.
Si. One question, senor. Did you get a look at the hombres who shot at you?
No, they had on masks. And didn't get a look at their horses, neither. They had them behind them big boulders.
Well, now it's time for you to go to sleep, Dad. Come on, Cisco, Pancho.
Si, senor. Why'd you better not want to go to sleep?
Yeah, and I ain't going to sleep. I'm hungry. Blasted doctor.
Take more than just bullets to kill him, Cisco.
I'm obliged to you both for bringing him here.
We are glad we could be of service, senora. And we will do our best to find the ones who shot him.
I've got a pretty good idea who did it. The coyotes. Those hired gunmen of Manning Sharon's.
What makes you think they did it?
Because Sharon's bent on driving everyone out of this valley. Last year, when my husband Tom wouldn't be scared into leaving, he was found shot to death one night on his way back from town.
You not could prove nothing?
No. Oh. Sharon controls everything around here. But there's no doubt in my mind that he ordered the killing, or that Dutch Keene and Slim Martin carried out the order.
Look, Cisco, two tough hombres ride this way.
Oh, Cisco, it's Keene and Martin. Why, those sidewinders, I'll get my guns on.
Do not lose your temper, Senora. Let's wait and see what they want. What do you two want here?
The boss would like to see you in his ranch, Cisco. Got some sort of a business deal to talk over with you.
Cisco got no business with him, hombre, so
wait,
you...
Wait, Pancho.
Huh?
When does he want me there?
Right away, Cisco.
Don't fall for it, Cisco. They probably mean to dry gulch you.
Nothing like that, man.
Oh, no, no.
You weasels. I'd almost bet you're the two who dry gulched my father.
We don't know nothing about it, ma'am. Take it easy.
Get your hands away from them gun butts, lady.
Momento, senora. You hombres, tell your boss I will come and talk with him within the hour. Now get out of here.
We'll tell him, Cisco. Get up.
I'm going with you, Cisco.
No, he's no place for you, senora. You stay with your papacito.
Pancho is right. He's no place for you.
Well, just as you say,
we
but
may be able to find out more if you are not there, senora. Saddle our horses, Pancho. We will start at once.
Take a look out this window, boss. Cisco and his partner coming.
Yeah, good enough. Now listen, boys. I'm going to bring Cisco and the other one into the living room. I want three of you men to get up on the living room balcony with your rifles. Stay behind the screens. But no shooting, unless I give the word. Understand? Dutch, you and Slim go outside and keep an eye on things. Go out the back way.
Sure, boss. Come on, Slim.
I'll go out the front way and meet them. Welcome, gentlemen. Get down off your horses and come in.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor.
Sit down, if you will.
Gracias.
I'll come to the point at once, Cisco. I control most of this valley. Before I'm through, I intend to control all of it. There's a job here for you and your partner at good money.
Doing what? Shooting people down for you, like, say, a Crawford?
It's risky to talk that way around here, Cisco.
Hey, boss! It's that gunslinging gal!
She's riding into the yard out here.
Well, by thunder.
Oh, boy! I've been thinking it over, Dutch Martin. I know you and Slim Keene shot down my father, and I'm here to do some shooting, too.
Hey, easy! Put away them guns, man!
Run, you coyotes! Run!
What kind of a trick is this, Cisco?
There's no trick, senor. Why she gotta come here, Cisco?
The point is, she's here. Let us get out there, Pancho.
Oh, no, you don't. You asked for this gunfight. Open up, boys!
Look out, Pancho! Up on that balcony! Down, quick!
Surrounded by the gunmen, it doesn't seem that our friends have a chance. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast dripping with rich yellow creamy butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread, made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning, and a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, War in the Pecos Valley. In an attempt to hire Cisco, Manning Sharon, wealthy and unscrupulous cattle rancher, sent for the famous rider. Because he wanted to find out if Sharon was behind the shooting of old Bill Crawford, mountain trapper, Cisco went. Then the young widow, Agatha Mason, daughter of Crawford, appeared out in the ranch yard and opened fire on a couple of Sharon's gunmen. Cisco and Pancho at once started to leave the living room, whereupon the gunmen concealed on the balcony above the living room opened fire. Now...
Cisco! Cisco! Those shots come from the balcony up there!
Down behind one of those chairs. Return their fire, Pancho.
Keep the door covered, boys. Don't let them get out!
How we get out into the rancher yard now, Cisco?
There is only one way. To go through that big window, glass and all. When I give the word, Pancho, follow me.
Shut them down, boys. They started there.
Now, Pancho, come on.
Pancho, right behind you, Cisco. You take out the rest of the glass.
After them, boys. After them.
Senora. Senora, where are you?
Over behind these bales of hay, Cisco. Look out for Dutch and Slim. They're in the stable.
I bully give Pancho a clean shave then, Cisco.
To those bales of hay, Pancho.
That's my chance to get you, Cisco!
Now is your chance to try, Bandito. After you dodge this bullet...
Hurry up, Cisco and Pancho! They're coming out of the house with a rifle!
We almost there, senor! Oh, Pancho, glad to be behind those bales of hay.
Senora, I told you not to come here.
I had to, Cisco. I know those two shot dead.
You not only took a chance with your own life, you nearly got Pancho and me killed, too.
Many sure and hombre think we tell you to start the shooting, senora.
I'm sorry, but those two coyotes...
Get up on your horse and ride for home, senora.
Oh, but Cisco, if this is my
fault... Get up on that horse and ride. Pancho and I will keep those banditos busy until you get away.
Better do like Cisco tells you, senora. You stay here, you just get killed.
But what about those two?
We will make out. Go and see if your father is all right, senora. Then give the alarm to the rancheros in this valley as fast as you can. Unless I mistake greatly, this is the start of a valley war.
You ought to get away, Cisco, and that's good.
We will get away too, amigo. Diablo!
Logo! Logo!
What's the matter with you, man? Don't let that Cisco kid get away!
Rise, Pancho, for all you are worth.
Pancho, ride for more than you would.
Up, Diablo, hill high!
Go, Logo, go, go, go!
Shut up! I'll do the talking. Fine bunch you are. Dutch, you and Slim. Why'd you let that girl get away?
She kind of caught us off guard, boss.
Yeah, we didn't expect her to haul them guns out and start blasting.
Yeah, put two bullet holes right through the brim of my hat.
All we could do, Mr. Sharon, was head for the stable and get under cover.
Excuses, excuses. You men were up on the balcony. You let Cisco and his partner get away. What do you think those rifles are for? All right, all right. I pay you good money. When it comes to the test, you run for cover. Or else act as if you'd never handled a rifle before. You let the three of them come out here and slap a challenge in my face.
Oh, now look, boy.
Shut up! If the word ever gets around how they made monkeys out of you so-called gunmen, you'll be laughed out of the valley.
Give us a chance to go after them, and they won't do no laughing, boss.
My sentiments, too, boss.
You're going to get the chance. We'll ride first to the Mason Ranch and take it over and burn it down. We'll get Cisco and his partner. And that girl and old Bill Crawford. We'll start taking over the rest of the valley right now. Take all your guns and plenty of ammunition. All right, get going.
Those hombres not come after us yet, Cisco.
Yeah, but they will. I'm sure of that. It's getting late in the day. I wish the senora would get back.
If you ride to tell all the rancheros, there'd be trouble.
See. To tell them, we may need their help.
Cisco, look at it. It's dust. It rides way out there.
It might be Manning Sharon's riders. It is in the direction of his rancho. We'll know in a few moments.
Pancho think is Manning Sharon's riders. Pancho see them better now.
You are right, amigo. They mean to make their attack after dark. The coyotes.
We hold them off till then, Cisco?
I think we can. That reminds me. I better go back in the house and get Senor Crawford's rifle. We will need it. Senor Crawford. What are you doing standing there in the doorway?
I heard you two talking about that man and Sharon's riders and figured you might need some help.
You got a great courage, senor.
Hey, indeed you have. But bed is still the place for you.
Now see here, Cisco. I'm all right.
That is good. You stay in bed and you'll be even better. I'll take your arm and help you back. Come on.
Oh, shucks.
Come on now.
Now,
lie down, senor.
All right.
We find we are too hard-pressed. We will call on you.
Sassafras, making a blasted fuss like this over a couple of bullets.
With your permission, senor, I will borrow your rifle.
Sure. Sure, help yourself, Cisco. Just dust off a couple of them two-legged coyotes for me.
Cisco! Cisco!
Si, Pancho. I'll be right there.
Here come the senor.
Time.
Oh, boy. Oh. I see we're in for trouble, Cisco. That scoundrel of a Sharon.
We will deal with the trouble as best we can when it gets here, senora. What did the rancheros tell you?
I didn't have much luck. They said they'd get together and talk it over, but they're all scared stiff of Sharon's gunmen.
Cisco fixed those bandidos all by himself, senora. Cisco take a dozen in this hand and 2 dozen in that hand. Rub all their heads together.
I wish it was as simple as that, Chico. You'd better put your horse up now, senora, and make the inside of your house as bulletproof as possible.
Yeah, very soon bullets fly around like the bees after the honey, no?
Pancho, go with the senora and help her.
Si, Cisco, but Pancho wants you to get into danger all by yourself. And...
I will be careful, Pancho. Now, do as I tell you.
Si, I do as you tell me.
Now, hurry. Those bandidos are getting nearer. All right, Sharon. That is near enough. Stop your men. Now, what do you want?
I want the surrender of the place, Cisco. Or we'll take it and burn it and kill every one of you.
You talk big, hombre. We are not surrendering.
That's the way, Cisco. Don't give in to them a bit.
Not even the little bit.
Have it your own way. Spread out, boys. Open fire.
Pancho fired the flash of that gun.
Save your ammunition, Pancho. It's too dark now to do any shooting.
What do we do? Go back in the house and wait?
No.
No?
We'll stay right here.
Move in closer, boys.
Very soon they rush the house, Cisco. Then maybe the senora get hurt and Senor Crawford get hurt worse.
Just what I'm thinking, amigo. The best plan is to capture Sharon and make him order them to fall back and stop the attack.
How we do this?
Every now and then he calls out an order to his men. The next time we hear his voice, we'll go after him. In that direction.
That's a good idea, Cisco.
Come on! Keep moving in!
All right, follow me, Pancho. There's enough starlight to see a little way ahead of us.
Pancho, hope the senora guards the back part of the house well.
I think she will. There's someone just ahead of us, amigo. I think it is Sharon.
We'll soon find out.
Hey, watch!
Get him!
This is gun in your ribs will speak.
Cisco.
He's not here, Cisco.
Where is he? You, tell me, quick.
I don't know where he is. You maverick. Now I got you, Cisco.
You think you have bandido? But that is all.
You knock him out quick, Cisco.
Are you sure? You sidewinder, Sharon. You're not going to get into this house.
Shoot the lock off the door, Slim.
Madre mia. He must have gotten past us when we were coming out. Come on, Puncher.
Grab a gun, Slim. I'll wait out here for Cisco.
Look out for Sharon, Cisco. He say watch for you.
There's no time to wait, Pancho. I want to get into that house as soon as I can.
Stand back, Cisco.
Stand back, nothing. Drop that gun.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? I'll show you.
You figure five with the wrong hombre, Sharon.
Watch the other one, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, watch him, Cisco.
Your plan is not going to work, Sharon. But this punch is. All right, you. Drop your gun belt to the floor.
Whatever you say, Cisco, I ain't hankering for trouble with you.
All right, Sharon. Order your men to stop firing and withdraw.
Those aren't my men, Cisco.
It's the people of the valley, Cisco. They came to help us after all.
Santos, the rest of those bandidos run away like the scared rabbits.
You hear that, Sharon? It means the end of your power in this valley. The people always win against the lawless.
Have you heard the news, Cisco?
You mean the news that Sharon confessed to ordering your father shot down?
Oh, no, I knew about that. I mean, Manning Sharon has sold out his holdings.
Oh?
The court gave him time before he went to jail.
Well, it is well he has. The man was obsessed with power. What about the new owner?
Oh, he's going to split up the holdings into small ranches.
Well, then you know the new owner, Senora?
Oh, yes, indeed. He's a man named Bill Crawford.
What? Your father?
Just before Dad came here, he filed a claim on some land in the mountains, and it proved to be a very rich strike.
Well, congratulations to you and your father, Senora. Pancho and I wish you the best of everything, always.
Thanks to you, Cisco. We'll never, never forget you.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The judge, he not send all those hombres to the jail.
Just Manning Sharon, Dutch Keen, and Slim Martin.
What he do with the rest of the hombres, Cisco?
He fined them and told them if they joined up with any more gangs, he would send them to jail.
He fined them so much money?
Si.
And tell them if they join up with any more gangs?
He would send them all to prison.
Oh, si, si. The judge here, weather forecaster, Cisco.
What?
A weather forecaster.
Oh, no. He is not a weather forecaster.
Pancho thinks so.
Now, Pancho, what makes you think that?
What he say, Cisco? He say to those hombres, fine today, cooler tomorrow.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.